This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A weekend back-to-back with the Houston Rockets down in Houston. Saw the Blazers get rolled in game one, 116-88.
Oh boy.
The under was the play. If you go back and listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app, the under was everything in that game. It was like, what, 224.5? Yeah. No. Didn't get there.
Just short, Bob.
Just a bit outside. But then the Blazers rebound, and they get a 104-98 win over the Rockets the very next day. And we had a kerfuffle with the Blazers and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this stems from game one, where the Rockets taunted and stunted on the Blazers. Talked a whole lot of S. And look, I mean, Dylan Brooks went 6 of 8 from three in that game. The game plan was let him shoot because he can't shoot, and he got lucky in one game and decided to let it all hang out and
beat him.
Does what Dylan Brooks does, and you tip your cap when somebody, you know, breaks your game plan because he's not a good shooter. And you're, if their offense is running through Dylan Brooks, you live with that, right? The problem with that was not only did he get off, Tari Eason did too. Tari Eason was 8 of 14, had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. He was a plus 33 in the game. He was a disruptive force of nature. Him and Amen Thompson were just disruptive as hell. And it was a game which, you know, the Rockets shoot 45-39. You know, 45% from the field, 39% from three. Hit 15 threes. And that's all she wrote, because Portland shoots 33% on the night, 11 of 43 from three. I like the fact that they got up 43 threes. Didn't like all of them. That's kind of the deal there. But if you think about that, that means if they went 11 of 43 from three and 30 of 90 from the field, that means they went 19 of 47 from two.
Yeah, that's who they are. 19 of 48. They've been really bad at
the worst two-point shooting team in the league. Fast forward to the next night, and here's the thing, and if you've listened to me at all talk about these baseball series games, they almost always go 1-1. When you saw the Blazers beat the Timberwolves twice 2 weeks ago, that's the anomaly. That doesn't usually happen. Well, you get these back-to-backs.
I think the Blazers are just a juggernaut, and that's what we're learning.
Yeah, it turns out the Minnesota Timberwolves have a lot of identity issues. Did you see the Julius Randle not passing Rudy Gobert the ball?
No.
They're playing the Raptors. Gobert has Scottie Barnes walled off under the rim. And look, Gobert doesn't have a deep bag. He's not going to, you're not tossing the ball to go score. But Scottie Barnes might have well been in the shadow realm at that point. He was so far underneath the rim, all Rudy had to do was catch and turn. Like, that's it. Well, Rudy decides, after being looked off for 3 seconds, he's just going to stand in the paint. Gets a 3 second call. In a game that the Raptors then went on like a 14-1 run, and they ended up losing. But
yikes.
Julius is yelling at Rudy. Rudy's yelling at Julius. Ant Edwards decides he's yelling at Rudy. So vibes are just off there. So I you know, again, you don't discount the Blazers winning both those games, but the Timberwolves they're in an identity crisis. But you go in the night too, and the identity for the Portland Trail Blazers is to get teams into rock fights. The Blazers win this game 104-98, right? The Blazers shot 38% from the field.
Not good. But that's, they made 18 threes.
Again, 44 attempts, 90 total shots in the night. Almost 50% of their shots in back-to-back nights were from three. And this is where you can get into some variance and you can make some ground up. If you're going to be dog water at twos, maybe you knock down enough threes. Because on the flip side of this, the Rockets go 8 of 32, 25% from three. But the couple big things that came out of this night. In game one against the Rockets, Tumani Kamara led the Blazers in shots. That can't be a thing. I love two. That can't be a thing. Anthony Simons made his return that night. Scoot Henderson's out, which he was out for a thigh contusion, but also he got in a car accident.
Yeah, got rear-ended in an Uber.
Yeah. I've been told he'll be okay.
Or a Lyft.
No big deal. Rideshare was the official vernacular used. But you had some of the outlier performances in game two. Donovan Clingan had one of the crazier stat lines in modern NBA history with 19 rebounds and 0 points.
Three block shots, too. Mm-hmm. Two. Break Bill Walton's record for consecutive games with a blocked shot.
Yep.
He also got hurt.
Yes.
What's going on
he's
there?
He's got a knee sprain, I've been told, a week or two.
That sucks.
Yeah. So the Blazers went from having four centers to two very quickly, and one of them can't play back-to-backs. But the good news is the Blazers don't have a back-to-back again until January.
Okay.
So hey, there you go.
You got that going for you.
They do
nice.
Just play basically every other game between now and Christmas.
All right.
So, or every other day between now and Christmas. So, but I think two big things came out of the game, of game two. Number one, Anthony Simons looked like Anthony Simons again. 15 points in the fourth quarter, took over, finished at the rim, knocked down threes. He looked like himself. I really liked how he got in. There's a kerfuffle, as we talked about. Dylan Brooks got mad because he can't maintain his balance and fell over. And got in Shaedon Sharpe's face, and it was Anthony Simons who grabbed Dylan Brooks and started talking a whole heap of junk to him. That's not a thing that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And Ant did it with a smile on his face. And he was asked about it in the post game by Brooke Olsen Dam. And Ant was like, yeah, I needed to be an instigator there. And you saw Ant smile, which you have not seen all season. And it was nice to see. The other thing that happened, you saw what Denny Avdija can do.
Yeah.
He asks for the assignment after Donovan goes out to guard Şengün straight up. Gets a career-high 4 blocks in the game, grabs 10 rebounds, scores 14, gets to the line, knocks down threes. Every time he got a rebound, he was either pushing himself or firing the ball up court to trigger the offense. And you saw kind of the idea of what you can have when Anthony is firing, when Donovan's rebounding, when Denny's rebounding and pushing pace, like Shaden's filling in, like, you saw the kind of the idea of what this could be in the future. And I think that's kind of what stood out to me. This is a game where if they play it 100 more times, they probably lose 98 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like legitimately, like they shot 38% from the floor. The number of games that you win shooting under 40% from the floor, not many.
I have a question.
Mm.
So if you take out the Minnesota game where Ant only played 5 minutes mm-hmm. and he was out, I was noticing this in that it seems like he's turning the ball over a lot. And you go back and it's 18 turnovers in his last 6 games. If you take that Minnesota one out.
I did notice it in the last game. They were the turnovers that he had were getting caught in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
jumped in the air and it was like, you could see the look on his face. Like I'm not excusing the turnover, but it looked like he was looking for somebody to be where they were supposed to be and they weren't. And he ends up throwing a pass. Two of them went to Jeremy Grant where they ended up being like passes down at his feet. And they kind of, Jeremy kind of bobbled it. Yeah.
It's looked not in rhythm.
Yeah. No, I think there's still kind of, and I think you saw this in game one where Ant just kind of seemed to try to fit in
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work. And I think in game two, basically Chauncey Billups said, you need to go be more forceful.
Yeah. You need to be the guy who takes this thing over.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like anything overly alarming. It seems off in like watching, especially on Saturday. It was like, that looks
clunky. Yeah. And I think clunky is the best way to describe the Blazers offense this year, because it's gone through like different iterations of like, okay, Ant's out, no, Scoot's going to run things. Okay, Shaden's going to be on the ball a little bit more. Okay, Denny's going to run the offense in the second unit a little bit. And I think you just kind of, it hasn't solidified itself as a pecking order.
Okay.
I mentioned that on the postgame show. Like, the pecking order keeps changing.
Hmm.
And I think that it's both good and bad, because you're all, hey, if you want it,
you take it.
You can take it.
Yeah.
But nobody's been able to really take it. And honestly, other than Shaden's 33-point performance, I think Ant having the 15-point fourth quarter is probably the only other one where you saw somebody go, all right, everybody.
Hop on. Yeah.
This is how we're going to do this.
All right. Well, so. It's good to see Ant back and looking like himself. And you saw that in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
which is something that we haven't seen even before the illness that has held him out.
No, he'll be the first to tell you he's been awful this season.
Yeah.
So, and again, I mentioned it at the top of the show. John Morant was expected to be out. He is expected now to play tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies.
In Memphis, is Ja's dad going to be sitting courtside?
We'll see. See if old T's there. I'll just say, you know, it'd be nice if Ja would have been able to do this when they were here.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm selfishly. I haven't seen him play in 3 years live.
But there's only one person that you can blame for that.
Right?
Ja. And it's him.
Yeah.
It is him.
Yeah, they don't play again here until March, so hopefully he doesn't get hurt between now and then.
Yeah.
Selfishly.
Or suspended.
Yeah. Which, both on the table.
I think suspended is more on the table recently than hurt.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.